The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home, your world is limitless. The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Ultra-fast broadband, perfect for busy homes to be online at the same time.
A little after 9:30 this morning, and text is 51551. During the lockdown depression that is affecting us all, you might like to hear a nice story. Okay then, Mary Neville says, last evening my neighbour and friend went to the Kerala kitchen in Stony Batter for a meal to celebrate her birthday. It's my treat. And we had a lovely meal, but we're interested in a family at a long table nearby. There was a mom and a dad and three children, a boy and two little girls. And we're both elderly ladies. And they talk to each other all the time. And when the meal finished, the little girls played the game I Spy. We decided to go and talk to them and congratulate the parents and their lovely family. And they were delighted. The dad went to pay his bill and I asked for ours. And as he was leaving the restaurant, he told us he had paid our bill too. We have no names for them, but they live in Clontarf. My friend said it was the best birthday ever. That's kind. Lucy Kennedy, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing? Please excuse my appearance. I have hay fever and I was filming yesterday and I've forgotten my hair straightener.
And, okay, well, that's a lot to take on in one breath.
How is my friend?
Are you sure it's hay fever and that's nothing more serious?
No, it's definitely nothing more serious.
Do you have a persistent cough?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's okay.
No, I don't, doctor.
Just have to double check, but we are beautifully social distance here.
I know, we can't
sweet
embrace for the first time in 15 years. How long are we friends?
Thereabouts. But that's the nature of it. It actually saves me then.
I think you're relieved.
I am, actually.
Nice,
yeah,
nice
I find the avoidance of a lot of embracing quite useful.
I know, well, but you are an embracer.
It can be.
You like a good hug.
Except that the handshake, I was kind of ahead of my time with the hand sanitizer, I must say.
But you know what? I can't get used to the whole elbow thing. It doesn't feel right.
Not really working, is it?
No, it's not. And especially if you're trying to relax someone in your company, it's just a bit, ha, I feel really cold. I don't feel like I'm being me, but it's got to be done.
Isn't that the line, is stop trying to make elbows shaking a thing, you know, it's to paraphrase that line. It just doesn't feel...
It doesn't feel right. And when people keep on saying the new normal, this is not normal. I can't say the new normal.
Somebody said last week here that it's not the new normal, it's a new abnormal.
Yeah.
That's better, isn't it?
It is better because it's not normal.
You're kind of meant to be at the school gate this morning.
Yes. Oh, some friend
so let
you
me
are.
Guilt you into the first, ruminations
you
as your...
No, so Holly, number two, my mini-me, as Mum said, I gave birth to myself. So you can imagine the devilment there without completely letting her down. But so she's eight and she is going into third class today. Hello, everybody. Look, she's fine. You know, I trust the school. I trust her. I trust her teachers. I trust the new system in place. So Richie, my husband, was going to drop her in and I came to talk to you.
How old
are they? Mummy loves you. Gone.
Gone.
Yeah.
Got to put some clothes in the back here. Mm. How old are the other children at this point?
The other children, Jack is 10.
Yeah.
So he's in fifth class.
Yes.
Can you believe, A, that I'm a mother, and B, anyway.
No, so social services are making their way over as we speak. They hadn't heard. Go on. So,
Jack is 10, Holly is 8, and little Jess, whose hairstyle is like Boris Johnson at the moment because I cut it, is 3.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're all brilliant. They are mini-me's and they are just such good crack. They've inherited my devilment.
I'm kind of concerned because as the Late Late comes back on Friday, do I have to ask every single person who sits in front of me, how was your COVID experience? And I am aware that it can be a bit trying, but I'm going to ask you this on the basis that you've got three kids under 10, 11.
Yeah.
You're pretty much the kind of demographic for us in terms of listeners that you'd have three kids that you homeschooled, that you're now getting ready to go back to school. How are you? I mean, how have you been since March and how have your children's mental health been? How have your nerves been? How's it been?
It's been kind of up and down. To be honest, I think that the bit I hated the most was homeschooling. I truly think that childbirth was easier. Like, you know me in real life.
Mm-hmm.
My maths, everything is pretty basic. My skill is talking, full stop.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had a 10-year-old. So basically Nova moved to my dining room the following day, March 13th.
Your radio station radio show.
So I was broadcasting live every morning, doing Jack's homework. He was 10 on Zoom calls with his school. Holly is in a different school, so she has other needs. She wanted me to do her homework. Potty training, Jess. So literally doing the weather, and I hear, I've done a poo.
Yeah.
I know that feeling of, oh God,
sweat.
Yeah, trickling down my back. Trying to kind of act casual and be professional, but it was hard. Like, it was really hard.
Was it the running around, or was it?
It was the running around. It was trying to kind of do my job to the best of my ability, you know, trying to have meetings, trying to be a mum, like dividing myself into five. It was exhausting. And I'm not going to lie, there were a couple of days where I just lay down on the ground and cried and thought, oh my God, how am I going to do this? And when is this going to end?
Yeah.
Slightly easier when school was finished because they were with me and I was more chilled out. You know, they can watch telly, play in the garden. I wasn't worried about homework and stuff and Zoom calls with teachers. Mm. But it's kind of been up and down, you know, I think like everybody.
That is a great way of describing it, because you'd some days be going, look, the weather's great and I'm getting all this time with my children and
yes,
it feels good. And then you think, as you just said a minute ago, wait a second, a pandemic?
I know.
Here?
Yeah.
In my lifetime?
Yes.
For how long? There is no answer. When's the vaccine coming? We don't know.
I know.
When are those horrible figures on the news every night going to stop freaking me out?
Yeah.
I don't know. And it was the uncertainty.
Whole thing.
And yet, do you feel with the school gates opening comes a sense of renewal or a reboot of dealing with this thing? Or are you still
slightly
feeling a little anxious? Or how are you?
The truth is, half of me is elated and on the verge of having a party.
Yeah.
And the other half of me is scared.
Okay, we'll deal with the second bit first. What are you scared of?
I'm scared that they're going to get sick, or I'm scared that the schools are going to close again, or I'm scared that this is all going to go wrong. I don't really know what I'm scared. Mm. I suppose when they've been with me since March, so I've been washing their hands and kind of looking after them, but there is that sense that they're gone now and I just have to trust the system. Mm.
And that's what you know, the acting chief medical officer was saying, that we do have to trust the schools. They've been working on it.
Yeah.
And that there will be the occasional flare-up of COVID here, COVID there, but hopefully not the full lockdown.
Hopefully
so,
not.
No, we're just rolling with it. It's like living with somebody deeply unpleasant. Happens to be a virus in this case. Hmm.
I've lived with a few of them.
I can only imagine. Let's go back to the first bit about the part of you would love to party. What does that mean?
Well, I'm just excited that there is that sense of normality again. While it's not normal, you know, seeing Holly's uniform outside her door and her bag packed for her, I think it's nice. She's going to see her little pals. I think that small people need small people. So I feel happy for her because she's going to think that life is normal again. I don't think children are that aware of that age of masks and visors. And I think they just want to see their friends.
Yes.
You know, we have the fear, they don't.
What do you miss most about pre-COVID? Like last February?
I miss
hugging.
I miss physical contact. I don't miss going out. You know me, I'm actually a bit of a nerd in real life. Mm-hmm. I'd much rather have a bottle of wine, watch telly in my pyjamas. Mm. I miss physical contact. I miss being able to interact with people properly without having to step back on the pavement, or I miss just being able to be me, you know?
Were you struck by how amazing the over 70s were, without being patronising, and I really mean that,
yes,
because there's
morning,
nothing
Dad.
Worse. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And how they really had a tough go of it, right? They were told, get in, and you're going, what? Like, how dare you? You know,
I know.
It's kind of undignified in some ways, and they really railed against that word cocoon. They hated it for the most part. Did you get the sense that for them to stay in and do all these things that were, I think, pretty challenging and unpleasant, they kind of deserve a bit more love than they got, I think.
I think so. Very much so, actually.
From society.
Yeah, it was that kind of like, you know, just lock them up, they'll be fine. You know, drop groceries on their doorstep.
Yeah,
it felt a little bit weird. It was like, you know, yes, I do. I do think that. I agree with you. And my own dad is 84, so he's...
Is he really?
Yeah. Can you believe
it? Has he still got the twinkle in the eye?
Oh, big time. Yeah,
no,
he
change
says
there.
The mad Kennedy laugh.
Yeah.
But, like, I felt with Dad, we were kind of looking after him, but it was just... It was like, bye, Dad. You know, can't come close to you anymore. Just at the window. He was like someone who was caged. He was just locked up and put away. And then any time he tried to sneak out, he'd get into trouble. I don't know. It was just weird, wasn't it? Like, older people are like us. They need to interact. They need to feel they have a purpose in life. They need to be able to go and get their own milk. I know they're at a higher risk than us. But I did. I felt very sorry for the cocooners. I did.
There is, you know, even in the text messages and you talking to friends or whatever, that the finger wagging to people is getting a little tiresome. You know, and people are just a bit fed up with the, you can't do that. You can't do that.
Yes.
You can't do that. And a lot of it's coming from a good place and just saying, just for the sake of us all.
Yes.
But I'm sensing that there's probably a need for a little more tolerance and a bit more peace and love.
Yes, it's getting a little, there's a couple of spats going on at the moment. I think I don't get involved in that. I never do. I'm just minding my business, looking after the people who I love and wearing a mask.
Well, you see, I think you're probably in a part of that majority that we don't hear an awful lot from because they're too busy getting on with their lives rather than making
exactly
a lot of noise.
Yes. Well, look, I like to be in the papers for the right reason, to be honest. And but I'm just listening to what we've been told to do, which is just wash your hands, you know, keep your distance and wear a mask. And that's what I'm doing.
Did you watch any particular series or program or thing that got you through this whole thing?
Normal People.
Was that really? Was that your thing?
Yeah.
Oh, so you fell in. You fell into the Normal People.
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
you got on the train.
Did you?
I mean, obviously, it was an unavoidable.
Just amazing.
Yeah.
Something to look forward to, wasn't it? Every week, because like there wasn't much on the telly, and I've kind of been through Netflix 56 times. I'm now on Disney Plus. I'm at that stage.
Actually, we watched Ratatouille on Saturday night.
Oh, I love
Ratatouille. Haven't seen it for ages. And it's a great PR for rodents, broadly speaking.
Yeah.
And also for the world of cooking in Paris or whatever.
Yes.
It's quite a cute movie.
Well, I have one for you. Write this down. The one and only Ivan.
I haven't heard of it.
Oh, Ryan, you're going to cry. I cried.
I don't want to cry at movies now. I'm not in the mood for crying.
No, everyone needs a good cry. Wait till you need a cry, then watch it. The one and only Ivan. And it's about this big gorilla. It's a true story.
Oh.
He was basically raised in a supermarket in the States. Like in a, yeah. Okay, you're not taking me seriously.
I'm taking it down.
Okay, just watch it. Just watch it. And then text me as you cry.
I think I'd rather go and see Tenet again than seeing some monkey in a supermarket working in Spar.
It's brilliant. And you will cry.
Mask.
And then I'm not gonna spoil it, but the NT is free. I've just bought it.
Okay. Well, that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
It's kind of free willy, but with a gorilla.
Exactly. Free willy with a gorilla. In a supermarket.
The world needs more fairies, and this is where you come in. I'm impressed that you here you come with another edition. The Friendship Fairies Go to School.
Yes.
Here we are on the very day you're abandoning your own children to let Richie take them into school. Have to come in to talk to us to talk about your book.
Yeah. Well, it's tradition now for you to launch my book.
I appreciate that, and it's my honour to. The Friendship Fairies Go to School. Which includes my favourite thing in it, of course, being the fairy cross code. This idea of the green cross code meets the fairies. Remember one, look for a safe place type thing.
Yes.
So when you're writing these books, in between crying on the floor, watching Paul Mescal in his shower, and
drinking wine,
potty training one child, homeschooling another, not helping one in maths, and being worse with the other with Irish.
Yes.
And then trying to make sure your husband's all right with each other, you know. And my question is, when does the book come in? Where's the timing?
And a radio show.
I'm wrecked just talking about you.
And preparing, Yeah, I am. Look at my face. I have no blood in my body. So Gill Books have been brilliant.
Yeah.
And in fairness, they have held my hand. And there was always going to be a couple of these books, not just one. So they said, look, you know, it'd be great to have the book kind of ready and turned around by May. So after Christmas then, I kind of started making a plan with them what we're going to do. Lockdown happened and I pretty much wrote the book in 3 weeks.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. And, you know, I'm wearing false nails today for your butt.
Yeah.
I'm not a typer. I do it all on my phone. So I could be in the bath.
You write
sitting
it
on
your
the loo.
Phone?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, I do.
That would drive me around the twist.
Would it?
Oh, I can't. I'd hate my phone.
But
anyway,
are you a slow typer?
Yeah.
Ah,
I type like a dad.
Yeah, okay. Well, I type like a mum. Mm, but
I basically
did it all on my phone and then I'd copy and paste it because I could be anywhere. I could be in the park, you know, pretending to watch them on the swings. Look at me.
Your illustrator, Philip Cullen, by the way, obviously.
He's Irish.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah.
And he obviously works fast.
Oh, yeah. He's a speedy boy. He was living in Japan. and he's home in Ireland now. And it's brilliant. It's a really nice feeling because obviously I have all these fairies in my head. We all know I'm away with the fairies anyway, and I'm still in that zone. I have two little girls like you.
Yeah.
Mine are obviously smaller, but you know the way little girls think.
They're always your little girls. Yeah, yeah.
Very, and I love it. And it was an easy enough book to write because I'm in that zone. But I think now more than ever, and going back to school, we had to kind of rush the process to get it in time because it is a little bit tricky for everybody going back to school. And in this book, the eldest fairy starts a new school. So she's trying to make friends and that can be hard. And so it's touching on, I suppose it's touching on serious subjects in a very light way.
Do you know what's quite difficult, which are quite, one of the reasons I quite like that strand in your book, is that imagine starting a new school today. And let's say you're the new kid in the school that they've all been there before.
Yeah.
And then you're now in a pod. So you can't just mix it up. Then and then you've got a mask on.
Yeah.
Depending on what age you are. They're perilous waters to navigate for a lot of kids at the moment in the school. And that's not to try and hype up the anxiety. It's just simply saying
That we're acknowledging that they must be nervous.
Exactly, that they must be a little bit nervous. Nothing wrong with saying that either. But
definitely not. It's good to talk anyway, isn't it?
Precisely. But for the younger ones going to school for the first time or hanging out in this kind of strangeness, to come home to your friendship fairies, I think it was a real bam for kids, for mums and dads to read this story and go, all right, they're managing, they're pulling through, they're getting there together. So that's why this is the timeliness of your book and the kindness with which you write, because you're a kind person, just oozes out of the book. So congratulations on it. No, it's a real beautiful thing.
Thank you.
Brenda was on today. I just love Lucy. She's a breath of fresh air. Brenda. She's so genuine and a beautiful soul.
Oh,
she doesn't know you. She doesn't know you. Let's take that apart a bit. Genuine.
Look, are you getting all philosophical on a Monday?
No, genuine.
I am genuine.
Beautiful soul.
I do have a beautiful soul.
You sold that 10 years ago to get living with Lucy. Breath of fresh air.
Yes, I am. Well, not today.
Well, it was about 15 minutes ago. It's getting stale now. How's living with Lucy going? Can you record it?
With friends like you, eh? yes, so it's lodging with Lucy. It's not living with Lucy.
Oh, go on. What?
You're such a...
No, I'm not. I'm just curious to know what it is.
It's called Lodging with Lucy. So basically, I'm not telling you the guests are.
You're in one yurt and they're in another. You're looking at
yourself. Oh, no. So this is the truth. Obviously, in Living with Lucy, thank God people watch Tipwood. Bless yourself. You will do it one day. Even if I've got to come to your house and drag you, you will. You will do it.
I'm not giving you an address.
I'll get your address.
Come on.
But so we were thinking, okay, I have to do Living with Lucy, but how do we do it? So thinking, oh my God, you know, because I can't fly, obviously. Yeah. I don't want to, and I have to keep it Irish, which is not a bad thing now more than ever in hindsight.
Yeah.
And so I actually said to Rich one evening after a good bottle of Malbec, I went, right, people are coming here.
Yes.
And Rich said, Luce, go to bed. And that was it. Because I thought, well, what if people come to our house? Not that it would be vaguely exciting, but it would just kind of change things up a bit. And that lasted 2 seconds. I let that one go.
Yeah.
And then we thought, okay, why don't we go to like a neutral location? So now I have this beautiful country B&B / mansion / Georgian house with a chef. I'm not telling you where.
Come on, no, but what part of the country is it? Just a county?
In Ireland.
Yeah, that's the island.
No, I'm not telling you, because then you go and have a look.
I won't.
You little peering through the
what
bush.
What county is it?
Spying on my guests.
What county is it?
Me-ish.
That's all I need to know.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
So basically then what happens is the guest is... He's typing it. He's Googling.
Go on. Go on.
So the guest... So I stay there overnight, obviously, because I'm like the lady of the manor.
Yeah.
And then they come to me and then they can stay for the whole day. They can stay for lunch, have dinner, or they can stay the night. So we've had both. People have come for just the day. It's like a long day.
So who did you spend this weekend with?
I can't tell you.
I thought I might catch you on the hoof
I can't on the tell hop you. Even. But I have spent time with Paul McGrath.
Yeah, I saw a clip of that. Yeah, he's a beautiful human being, isn't he?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, I admired him before, but now I'm a full-blown fan. And would you believe, throughout my Podge and Rog days and everything I've ever done, I've never asked anybody for an autograph. Mostly because I've forgotten, but also because I'm not that kind of person. Well, within seconds of Paul McGrath arriving, I had my son's Dorky United shirt and signed it for Jack, which Jack will never wear again. And it's now hanging in his room.
On eBay for what?
No, it's not on eBay.
It's hanging on. Yeah, it's hanging on his wall. That's great.
But I've never asked anybody for their autograph, not even yours.
Someday. The two people I love, says a text, and are on my bucket list to meet are you and Lucy Kennedy. I just love her. She is so funny. I'm glued to the radio here and can't wait to read her book.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
They must have the wrong
name.
Mum. I think they must have. There's probably, what do you call that? When you put the words in and
I'm
it gets the wrong
you there
name.
Now. I'm leaving you.
Was feeling very down this morning, Ryan, but not anymore. Lucy Kennedy is a breath of fresh air. Loving the chat between you two. I'm laughing now and I'm cheered up and I wish her family well.
Oh, thanks so much.
Good point at which to end our interview.
Oh, I have to go now, do I?
Yeah, I've got some more to do.
Well, what do you have to do?
I've about 6 or 7 minutes of
yeah,
kind of...
Chat. Let's chat about
no,
you.
No, because
how
I've got ads and I've got music and I've got more text to read and I've got to... You know, it's all going on.
I've got way more things to discuss.
I will come back and talk to us again. Hey, listen, thanks for coming in to see us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm fine
friend.
In answer to your question. I'm fine.
Good.
A little nervous with the late late coming back on Friday. Get a little
yes,
antsy this
course.
Time of year.
Oh, yeah, of course. I know exactly how you feel.
But I'm excited too. Back to school.
How do you... How no audience?
No audience, no.
Okay, that'll
no.
be tricky.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's but like I was saying
it's
the other day.
It's a different vibe.
It's like, it took me a couple of shows, but then it's like doing a radio show.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
once you get into that, it's fine. Anyway, that's
wait, can I ask
you're
you,
guest.
Sorry, I know you're trying to get rid of me, but who
I'm like lodging with Lucy in my own studio. How did this happen?
Yeah, exactly. Good luck trying to get rid of me.
Yeah.
Who's on Friday night?
Do you hear that, Sam? That's security coming downstairs.
Just tell me, who's on Friday night?
I'll tell you tomorrow, the day after that.
No, because I will be in your audience, if they're good.
At home, with a bottle of Malbec.
Oh. Okay.
The Friendship Fairies, Go to School by Lucy Kennedy. It's a beautiful addition to your kids' bookshelves. Be sure to get it today. And actually, it's a gorgeous looking book as well as a beautifully written book
thank
by somebody
you,
who cares. And it's really good to see you, Lucy. As always, you're
and
just
you.
A wonderful human being. See you soon.
Thank you, pal.
No hugs, though.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Not going to happen.
Little kiss.
Not even.